is the new moon of the fourth month. I repeat, today, January 30, 2025, is the new moon of the fourth month. Here are some biblical events tied to the new moon of the fourth month. Jubilee 6:26, and on the new moon of the fourth month, the mouths of the depths of the abyss beneath were closed, and on the new moon of the seventh month, all the mouths of the abyss of the earth were open, and the waters began to descend into them. Jubilee 6:23-24, and on the new moon of the first month, and on the new moon of the fourth month, and on the new moon of the seventh month, and on the new moon of the tenth month are the days of remembrance, and the days of the four seasons of the year. These are written and ordained as a testimony forever. And Noah ordained them for himself as feasts for the generations forever. Which means these feast days about the new moon, Shabbats, are forever. They have not been stopped. Yahushua didn't come to stop these feast days from being remembered, or these new moons from being remembered, but to fulfill the prophets all the way back to the days of Noah. Jubilees 45:1, and Yahshua went into the country of Mizraim, into the land of Goshen, on the new moon of the fourth month, in the second year of the third week of the 45th Jubilee. This is when Yahshua was on his way to meet Yosef when he found out he was alive and reigning as a prince in Mizraim. Jubilees 16:1, and on the new moon of the fourth month, we appeared to Abraham, the angels, at the oak of Mamre. And we talked with him, and we announced to him that a son would be given to him by Sarah, his woman. Colossians 2:16 and 17. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of a feast day, or of the new moon, or of the Shabbats, which are a shadow of things to come for the body of Mashiach, fulfilling prophecy, fulfilling Yah's commandments. Zechariah 8:19, thus says Yahuwah Sabaoth, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth shall be to the house of Yehuda, joy and gladness and cheerful feast. Therefore, love the truth and peace. This is a fast you can do any day or any time of the fourth month. It could be from sunrise to sunset, it could be from sunrise to sunrise, that is on you. But it's a fast for the tribe of Yehuda. If you want to participate with the tribe of Yehuda, by all means do so. It's very simple, very basic. Read chapters and numbers. I want to say from 11 to 20. Read those chapters to find out what's acceptable as an offering to Yahuwah on the new moon Shabbats. You will need a silver trumpet, meat offering, wine offering, mingled with oil and flour, and you burn it to a crisp. That, as they say, is a sweet savor for a smell to Yahuwah. Now, how you prepare after sundown is on you. If you missed the warning or you missed the ability to go out and buy meat the day before, you can still do it after sunset and still accomplish the Most High's will.